This is where we're leaving the World Service to welcome you to BBC Radio 4. It's Wednesday, the 13th of November, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, Sharmini Ashton-Griffiths. Stav Daneos will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, we'll head to the Western Isles to hear about a new initiative that's aimed at making it easier for people to get into crofting. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, let's take a look ahead to the weekend here on Radio 4.
It is Thursday, the 7th of September, 1978. I am walking across Waterloo Bridge in central London, and I am about to be murdered with a poison-tipped umbrella.
Brand new drama starring Simon McBurney and Christopher Eccleston.
You come here and presume to lecture me about the truth.
Inspired by real events, the life and death of Georgi Markov.
It is, not to put too fine a point on it, a warning from history.
Breaking the Rules, The Markov File, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, on Saturday afternoon at 3.
Now let's cross to the Weather Centre in Stav.
Thanks very much, Alan. Good morning to you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, 13th of November. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Shannon 1041, expected West Rockall 1040 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south at Cirra. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. 40s, Cromarty, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in 40s. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 later in Fisher. Occasional drizzle, good. Occasionally moderate until later. Humber, Thames, northeast, backing north or northwest, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast 4 to 6, backing north or northeast 3 or 4 later, showers at first, good. Biscay, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers at first in south, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly, veering easterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest, fair, fog patches later in north, good, occasionally very poor later in north. Shannon, northeasterly 3 or 4, but variable 2 or 3 at first in north. Fair. Good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Westerly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north Hebrides. Occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northwest, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, west, veering northwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Faroes, west 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 5 or 6 later, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Southeast Iceland, westerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm force 10 at first in west, backing southwesterly 5 or 6 later, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 3, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 3, recent drizzle 5 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 5, 7 miles, 1029, falling more slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 12 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1,035, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 4, more than 27 miles, 1,034. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,033. Jersey, east-northeast 4, 16 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 1,033. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast 5, 15 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 2, 27 miles, 1,039, now rising. Ronald's Way, northwest 1, 16 miles, 1,038, falling slowly. Malinhead, southwest 3, mist, 1,600 metres, 1,038, falling slowly. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, 13th of November. The general situation: high pressure across the United Kingdom will continue to bring largely settled and clearer conditions. However, outbreaks of drizzle will start to slowly sink southwards. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 3 later in south, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest veering north later 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or northwest 2 to 4, veering north 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, backing northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 3 to 5, showers at first, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 4 or 5, backing north 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east, fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, easterly or northeasterly, but variable at first in north, backing northerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northerly 3 to 5 later, fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 5 later, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west veering northwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west veering northwest later 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, west veering northwest later 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I'll hand you back to Alan Smith.
Thank you, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 13th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The Church of England is facing calls for more resignations because of its handling of a child abuse scandal. Elon Musk is to lead a new US government department under Donald Trump. In business, the Post Office is set to announce hundreds of job losses as part of a restructuring. And in sports, success for Arsenal and Manchester City in the Women's Champions League. Victims of abuse in the Church of England are calling for further resignations after the departure of Justin Welby as Archbishop of Canterbury. He quit, saying he must take personal and institutional responsibility for the failure to alert the authorities about the crimes of John Smythe. The 75-year-old lay reader died in 2018, having abused more than 100 boys and young men over five decades in the UK and Africa. One of his victims says bishops who kept stories to themselves should now be the focus of questioning. The Bishop of Dover, the Right Reverend Rose Hudson Wilkin, says there needs to be a considered response.
I believe with all the effort, this particular Archbishop has contributed to the church moving to a better place when it comes to safeguarding. My point on this whole thing is, if we're really wanting to see change, then we cannot just be calling for resignations.
NHS managers in England face the sack if they cannot improve patient care and take control of finances. In a speech in Liverpool, the Health Secretary Wes Streeting will say the NHS should be run as efficiently as global businesses. The performance of hospitals will also be ranked in league tables. NHS managers have warned league tables can strip out important underlying information. Ministers say they're urgently working with the NHS to ensure physician associates are supporting and not replacing doctors. Physician associates are healthcare professionals with 2 years of medical training. Campaigners say lives are being put at risk. NHS England says it has issued updated guidance on the role. The world's richest man, Elon Musk, is to lead Donald Trump's new Department of Government Efficiency. The Trump transition team says the appointment will send shockwaves through the system. More from our North America correspondent, David Willis.
Elon Musk emerged as a staunch supporter of Donald Trump in the latter months of the president-elect's campaign, pumping billions of dollars of his own money into Mr. Trump's bid for re-election. He's been rewarded with what is essentially an advisory role alongside fellow entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who was one of Mr. Trump's rivals for the Republican presidential nomination. A statement from the Trump transition team says that together the two men will dismantle bureaucracy, cut wasteful expenditure, and create an entrepreneurial approach to government.
A marine scientist says she's certain a beluga whale that swam up to fishermen in Norway 5 years ago escaped from a military site in the Russian Arctic. The whale was wearing a harness with a camera mount, and the harness buckle had the words Equipment St. Petersburg on it. And the book